my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Welcome and greetings to you, and especially you. I hope you're sitting down, folks. I have some news of the year. You're not going to believe this, but the fast food chain Arby's is offering a deluxe steakhouse burger called the Wagyu, W-A-G-Y-U, and May 23rd, Arby's shocked the world, unveiling its first burger, the deluxe Wagyu steakhouse burger. I would say Wagyu, but that doesn't really... Along with a bacon ranch version. They've been branching out from serving just roast beef, Arby's, get it, for years now by offering deli-style sandwiches. But this is their first sojourn into the world of fast food beef patties. The deluxe Wagyu steakhouse burger comes with the patty that is composed of 52% American Wagyu and 48% regular old ground beef. Of course, throwing around the term Wagyu has become commonplace as of late, supplanting even the overused Angus descriptor, which has become old hat apparently in the advertising world. Genuine Wagyu, after all, is any of four Japanese breeds of cattle. And apparently in the U.S., some Wagyu cattle have been bred with Angus cattle, while other American Wagyu are from animals directly descended from original Japanese bloodlines and are registered through the American Wagyu Association. What kind is Arby's sourcing? If it is indeed Wagyu beef, that's not really clear. Short of demanding a DNA workup, we basically have to take them at their ad-speak word. In any event, the approximately 6-ounce patty is supposedly cooked, I won't try that, some certain style, then topped with American cheese, shredded lettuce, tomato, pickles, red onion, a special burger sauce, reminiscent of McDonald's Big Mac sauce. Oh, the guy from Wisconsin might be interested in that. And stacked into a buttered brioche bun. The Bacon Ranch Wagyu Steakhouse Burger is the same, with the addition of bacon and substituting Parmesan peppercorn ranch for the burger sauce. That might be good. The signage and ads make for an appealing presentation with a nice thick patty and attractive char and fresh toppings piled within a good-looking bun. How does reality stack up against the advertising both visually and in the taste department? Well, on TV you can make it look really big and then you get there and it's really small. On any type food item that I've seen. The star of the party is the patty. It did have a really appealing crust on the outside that provided a pleasant slight crunch. And it was cooked medium well and thicker than expected. Had it, in fact, been cooked the way they cook it, who can tell? Well, it seems hard to believe that Arby's suddenly has become a convert to the burgers and decided to use this technique on hamburgers of all things. You never know. And while it was more flavorful than expected, was it Wagyu beef flavorful? They go, eh. The other toppings were okay. The onion was sliced too thinly and was not as substantial as one would like, bringing no additional crunch and texture to the party. The cheese, however, was melted perfectly, forming a good cap around the patty. The shredded lettuce makes it easier to eat than the whole leaf versions that are more common. And the sauce did indeed taste like that Thousand Island conglomeration made popular by the Big Mac. The bun was toasted just enough, but perhaps not as buttery as their ad copy made it out to be. So the verdict? It was fine. Better than expected. At $7.49 for the non-bacon deluxe version. However, it is perhaps a bit pricey for a fast food burger, but it's not a bad additional option. The more the merrier, right? At least while supplies last. So this is not a permanent thing. But I do like the addition of crinkle fries over the curly fries. I'm not a big fan of the curly fries. I didn't know this was going to become a foodie-related show, but I did run across a story involving the Burger King and the commercials. The King never speaks to his loyal subjects. It is not a flattering one. Gross things you should know about Burger King. No matter how much you love Burger King's chicken fries and extra large hamburgers, you can't help but cringe at some of the disgusting things it's done over the years. Take, for instance, the issue of horses. In 2013, customers got pretty queasy at the idea of having accidentally consumed horse meat after the fast food chain's production plant in Ireland was found to have a smattering of horse DNA in its meat samples. This was via The Guardian. The thought of gnashing on a steed's meat without being told that it was a formerly hoofed mammal, other than the cow, naturally grossed out some people. Well, the one thing that I had there that some people would find gross also was when they put bacon and ice cream together. That was a short-lived thing. But I didn't mind it. It was just shards of bacon on top of some ice cream. But this, I did not know that they're ever accused of having horse meat. Well, hopefully that was just an isolated incident. It wasn't just that specific scandal that marred Burger King's reputation. Customers have found unthinkable add-ons like spit and blue pills in their Burger King orders in the past. Ugh. Then there was ice cream that looked like the poop emoji. Well, if you got soft serve, you can twist it around like a facsimile of it, as well as a video of a greasy kitchen counter that made the rounds on TikTok. Sometimes the stones get a little overblown, such as when a Florida cop suspected that his sandwich was sprinkled with dirt when it was, in fact, just seasoning. This is a hint that not everyone holds the chain in the highest regards. In fact, it was voted the least favorite fast food chain on Twitter in 2021. What did the chain do to put its customers off? Here are some possible contenders for gross things you should know about Burger King. A Mother's Day campaign left some feeling queasy. Burger King's intention was probably a noble one when it decided to interview expecting mothers and really found out if pregnancy-related cravings were legit. A majority of those surveyed, about 58%, said it was true as the baby bump. Further, 76% even said they were absolutely powerless when it came to resisting these cravings. Burger King dug in further to understand what kind of food they craved. The responses include a range of taste combos that practically no chef would ever dare to experiment with, like combinations of olives and vanilla ice cream. Even bacon sounds better than that. Cake and beef. Well, this is starting to sound like when Jennifer Aniston did some cooking of where she put like beef and jelly and whipped cream and on an episode of the sitcom Friends. And Ross goes, "This tastes like feet." But Joey liked it. No, jam good, meat good, cake and beef, and bratwurst and chocolate spread. Well, bratwurst and Nutella on it. Introduced a set of 9 limited edition Whoppers with these gag-worthy combos in the period of time leading up to Mother's Day 2022. Seeing the atrocity between the buns, the Twitterati didn't hesitate to show their repulsion, with one calling it a nightmare and another saying it made them sick. Whether the Whoppers helped with expecting mothers, cravings or not, seeing fish fingers and an applesauce packed cheek by jowl did cause some of us to lose our lunch. Fish fingers and applesauce packed cheek by jowl. Okay. A Burger King ad featuring a rotting Whopper. I'm looking at a picture of it. And the bun's green. And everything looks a little green. And all shades of the rainbow on that sandwich. In 2020, Burger King came up with an ad showcasing a gross-looking Whopper covered with blue-green mold and dared to call it the beauty of no artificial preservatives. Only many saw no beauty in it. In fact, a quarter of the consumers who saw the ad were seriously turned off, as per advertising analytics company Asymmetrics. Ads are supposed to get people itching to buy the product, but this particular ad by Burger King had the viewers calling it gross, inappropriate, and ridiculous. Yeah, I'd say so. Via marketing dive. Not all the dough that the company spent on the ad went to waste. In fact, per Asymmetrics, it drove home the point that Burger King was trying to make, that it was getting rid of artificial preservatives in its food. In 2019, YouGov study showed that millennials and their parents preferred organic products, so the ad was BK's way. Gross though it may be of showing that it was listening, some who watched the eyesore even thought the ad was Burger King taking a dig at rival McDonald's. The chain's burgers have shown to go as long as 10 years without developing any yucky mold, per the BBC. That led consumers to question the use of preservatives and other additives in fast food. Still, whether or not BK's real intention doesn't nullify the fact the 45-second ad was tough to watch. Gross. It hit a new low with a suggestive ad. In 2009, a model spoke out against Burger King Singapore for using her face on a sexually suggestive ad without her consent. If you are struggling to connect the dots between a burger chain and naughty advertising, let us explain. A certain menu item called the 7-incher burger, which in itself could pass for a double entendre. English, can you speak it? The company thought it would be witty to give the sandwich a phallic twist, but some more they had would have a model gaze at it with an open mouth, using a stock photo image, while the image itself was enough to make anyone cringe. The risque ad made it all the worse, with even more suggestive text. via Fox News, though the ad had some of us whisper a soft ew. The model was featured in it was livid. She called for a boycott of Burger King and posted a YouTube video lambasting the chain's advertising agency for what she deemed to be public humiliation. What did the chain have to say for itself? Just a weak defense that the ad was never intended to run in the U.S. Oh, yeah, I remember. I wanted to get one of these. It was a Burger King's Halloween Whopper. And looking at it now, I don't know. Maybe I should be glad I didn't get one. Well, it kind of looks like a chocolate muffin top for the top bun with sesame seeds in it. It had gross dye issues. It's not like I see a skeleton hand poking out of the bun or anything. No one, except perhaps your doctor, is ever interested in knowing the hue of your bowel movements. Then why was the Twitterverse filled with people discussing the color of their dookie around Halloween in 2015? Well, we're looking at you, Burger King. Take a look inside Burger King's first all-vegan restaurant. The chain's idea of a Halloween celebration involved launching a Whopper that was made with black buns. You know, they look kind of chocolatey to me. Hershey's hamburger buns. There was nothing spooky about the burger in itself. But the real scares came the next day. Diners witnessed a rather usual phenomenon while attending their nature's call the next day. A sight that could be petrifying to look at. Many took to social media to talk about what was typically considered TMI. Yeah, too much information there. Their green-hued crap, courtesy of that dye-filled bun. Oh, hell, you can eat Captain Crunch and have that happen. Don't ask me how I know that. Some poetically called it as green as the Irish countryside after a quenching rain, or like kryptonite. It was nevertheless gross in the extreme. Kryptonite kind of had a glowing thing to it. I don't know. Of course, Captain Crunch is kind of... there's also a colossal berry crunch that does similar things to your next day's session on the throne. Doctor and nutritionist Pamela Riley clarified that a green poop wasn't a dire health issue, and the chain confirmed that the dye amount was within acceptable levels suggested by FDA, and that was via USA Today. The damage was done. Associating every bite of a burger with poo is enough to make anyone heave. Just have a couple bowls of Captain Crunch, and you'll notice some similar effects. Rodents ran amok at multiple Burger Kings. A video showing rats running around inside a bag of hamburger buns in a Burger King kitchen in Wilmington, Delaware, was nothing short of a nightmare come true. After the video was posted by a Facebook user, along with a warning, "Stay away from that location," Delaware Health and Social Services officials showed up at the restaurant. They found that the situation was even worse than expected. Mouse droppings were seen next to the fryers, the ice cream machine, water heater, syrup soda boxes, and all over the hamburger and chicken sandwich rolls, citing gross unsanitary conditions. Officials shut down the place for a serious cleanup. Oh my God, if that John Taffer from Bar Rescue had been in that place, he would have been, he probably would have had a heart attack yelling at these people. Of course he doesn't. And there should be a fast food rescue too. With the guy who goes in this to see how bad some fast food chain things are as far as cleanliness. And John Taffer is, yeah, he will yell at people when the kitchen is really filthy. Unfortunately, that wasn't the only case of rats infesting Burger King kitchens. In 2019, a similar video showed rats at a Burger King in Harlingen, Texas. It was so bad that the chain filed a lawsuit against the location's franchisee, who operated as many as 37 units in South Texas. When the store had reopened, it offered free Whoppers to customers. I could pass on that. A kind gesture indeed, but can a free Whopper help people unsee the images of those scampering rodents? We guess not. Ugh. Rats.
You failed.
Well, I think I've endured enough fast food fails for this episode. And time to wrap it up and warp drive this to the interwebs. You can visit my Facebook page under Infotainment. You can go to infotainmentpodcast.com and listen there, or drop a little tip in the PayPal tip jar.
Evacuation order acknowledged.